Every single one of us is called by Christ to be a leader some way or another. We're called to have a positive influence on others and on those around us. Maybe some of us can have a wider influence because God has given us a special talent or a special position in society, and it gives us a wider reach. But every one of us has a kind of reach within our family, our friends, classmates, our parish, our wider community, our co-workers. We're not just isolated, single individuals, but we're involved in many complex relationships and friendships. Today, Jesus is reminding us energetically that we are called to be the salt and the light in every one of our relationships, to share with others the meaning, the forgiveness, the hope, and the goodness we offer to the Lord and to others. That's really the core of our Christian discipleship. Usually, when we think of poverty, we think of material needs. And yes, we have to address that. But there are so much other type of poverties out there in our world that we can help to address. St. Teresa of Calcutta, she addressed that poverty of loneliness. She said, "We think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry or naked or homeless. But the poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for, that's the greatest poverty that faces our world. We have to start right in our own homes to remedy that kind of poverty." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as we begin another week in work, school, whatever it might be, just let your light shine and never be afraid to give a testimony that reminds the whole human family that you are loved, that you are desired,